the information we have is that a boat was traveling from the Comoro Islands in the Indian Ocean towards the French territory of Mayotte in the early hours of Monday, carrying 24 people, and the boat capsized just a few meters away from land, and six people drowned, and their bodies have been found. Eight people were rescued, and the rest are still missing, and they are feared dead. And this is the second incident in a month. On the 8th of September, a similar incident happened also in the waters between the Comoros and Mayotte. And in that occasion, six people died and 27 are still missing. Earlier on in the year, there was another incident in May, and the total number of reported dead or missing in such incidents this year is of 69 people, either dead or missing.
In this particular case, were all of the people from Comoros or were they from different places?
We don't have details about this incident, but the vast majority of people who want to undertake this journey are coming from the Comoro Islands. But increasingly, we're also seeing refugees coming from places like the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi among them. The vast majority of the people are looking for a better life. They're escaping poverty in the Comoro Islands or Madagascar or other places. But some of them are also fleeing war and persecution at home.
Why do they take this route? Why do they take this type of risk?
It's a desperate measure to make a bid for a better life. Mayotte is part of France. It's a French territory and therefore is much more affluent than the Comoro Islands. There are better opportunities to find work and to study and so on. Many of these people are simply looking for better life. But what we are seeing in this situation is that instead of spending millions of euros every year sending these people back to their country of origin, maybe other solutions should be explored, such as increasing the development aid to the Comoros, for instance. Last year, direct aid in development of the Comoros from the French government amounted to just 1 million euros. And at the same time, last year, the French government spent nearly 80 million euros sending people back. So we see a disproportion here between this repressive policy of simply sending people back and not really investing in the long-term development of countries such as the Comoros. At the same time, some people who are arriving there are not coming for economic reasons, but because of persecution and war, and these people should receive the protection that they need. Last year, some 1,200 people applied for asylum in Mayotte, which represented an increase compared to the previous year. So this is something that worries us because it seems that more refugees are arriving in this way to Mayotte.
Would you briefly describe for us the types of vessels that are being used across the Indian Ocean? Are they fit for such a very high-risk journey?
The island of Mayotte is surrounded by coral reefs. And therefore, in order for these vessels to be able to sail sort of on top of the reefs, they are built in such a way that they are flat-bottomed, which makes them very unstable. They are not really built for open ocean traveling. Therefore, they capsize very easily. They're often overcrowded, and this makes it even more dangerous. The name given to them, Kwasa Kwasa, comes from a local dance, and it refers to the kind of unstable nature of these vessels, you know, that rock and turn over very easily.